I'm here for the dicks.
I'd be a Crip.
Holla, holla. I sound like I smoke 20 packs a day. Holla.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode 252. We do them every week here for you guys. If you would like to be a part of our world, and we have an interview today, so this might be something that you guys want to respond to. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. The voicemail line is 949-464-TBLS. Somebody, our friend Telly Tuputz, he alerted me on Twitter. Here, joining us now, because I want Ed to weigh in on this. Joining us now, as always, co-host of the show, Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Telly Tuputz reached out over the week, and he likes to get drunk and tweet at me. Hey, fam.
I like that pattern.
Yeah.
Although he should memento himself and maybe tattoo our number.
Yeah.
Because he seems to forget the number when he's out drinking.
He had it as his Twitter profile. As recently as a couple weeks ago, but then he didn't have the number, so I'm like, 949-464-TBLS. That's a voicemail line, guys, by the way. 949-464-TBLS. 5287. He was like, hey, what's the number, fam? I'm drunk. Because he wanted to let us know that some chick he's trying to sex or is in the process of hooking up with is also being pursued by child actor and now
slightly, Danny Cooksey?
Slightly rotund adult male actor, Haley Joel Osment.
Oh.
He sees dead people and he sees some titties that Telly's got his eyes on. And so I was like, oh, I need to hear that story.
He's got like a big burly beard kind of look now, right?
Yeah. He was in the Entourage movie. I'm like, hey, tell us that story on voicemail. And then I sent him the voicemail. And he's like, it's asking me to put in my number, like, to verify. And I'm like, no, it doesn't do that. I don't know what you're talking about. And then I'm like, is there
buddy, get your shit together or the ghost seer is taking your girl.
Yeah, I mean, you want to fend off Haley Joel Osment's advances, you need to learn how to dial a phone first. So I called our line and it works. I mean, it still is. I know I've been saying for a year that I'm going to put my voice on there. I'm going to figure out how to do that because it is just like – because it's a Google voice. So it's like the Google user you have reached.
Yeah.
So it's just like just leave a message on that. I mean, Manuel and Gardena is able to figure it out as among
– Dude's figured it out a few times.
Yeah. He figures it out a few times every week. I'm not gonna do that right now.
It's so easy to hate.
Just real quick.
Your time he likes to waste.
Sorry. His calls are off for great. It's just too good. Okay. I'll only do that much of it. So anyway, that's the voicemail line. 949-464-TBLS. And Facebook. This relates to the guests that we have later on the show. You're gonna want to be part of our Facebook group, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast group on Facebook. Go there, join that. It's an open group. Just be on that. And of course, iTunes, the Apple Podcasts, rate and review the show there. Patreon.com, if you want to be a patron and throw a few bucks our way, you can do that there and you get special bonus content via that. I was thinking, Ed, maybe we do our yearly Super Bowl props on Patreon.
We owe them something soon, and even if we don't acknowledge every week, we definitely appreciate it. It is cool.
So much. And the subreddit, I was redeemed on the subreddit because a couple weeks ago, the guy that runs the subreddit thought our show that week was just okay, and I was real super bummed out about that. But then he liked our show last week. So basically, he's like, I'm Trump and he's like Sean Hannity. Like whatever he says, if he's not, If he doesn't approve of me, I get super bummed out.
If he calls for a shutdown of the show,
shutting it down. If he's like, fire Ed Daly, I'd be like, Ed, sorry.
You're fucking out.
Vic did nothing wrong, doesn't like you anymore, so you're out here.
I gotta say, a couple days ago, I was at the gym, and you know when you finish a podcast and the next one pops up? Yeah. I guess one of ours popped up, and it was when we were talking about it. And I was just defending how I didn't hate Reddit. I just didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And then I made it my mission while I was on the treadmill to find it. And I found it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it. It is a very kind thing. There's some nice things. Very nice. Yeah. I mean, it's just, although, it was a little hurtful a couple weeks ago when it just said a so-so show. I got to admit, it kind of hurt. But it's pretty cool.
It's a nice group of people there.
Yeah, nice people there. Although, again, it was like the Ed persecution. Hey, I don't know what Ed has against us. Like, no, I promise you, I have nothing against. I'm happy anyone is sharing our show.
Totally, 100% agree. And I notice on Reddit and other places, people have been clamoring for Baller Lifestyle merch. And so I am in process of making that happen for us. So there will be merchandise available at some point. As you know, I'm not quick to act.
I'm going to issue a challenge
for
people across some, not every town, but some towns have a very affordable buy-in for the Little League team jerseys.
Oh, yes.
Support. I would spend, $100. Yeah. We could, chip in. I would love to just have a bunch of kids wearing the Baller Lifestyle jerseys to their, middle of Iowa Little League.
Yeah, if Chico's Bail Bonds can get a sponsorship, we could get the Baller Lifestyle logo. I think that would be fantastic. Okay, what else? That's everything. That's all the things we have going. What's up with you?
A ton has been said, so we'll just keep it brief. But there couldn't have been a more predictable outcome with these MAGA teens where I texted my buddy right after it happened. And I said, wait till a high powered PR spin gets put on it. And it'll be like, I have no hate in my body. And actually we were the oppressed ones. And then sure enough, like four more videos come out where it's like, oh no, here's them 10 minutes before just screaming MAGA at minorities
and dancing.
If you're wearing MAGA clothing, I'm not saying you held your nose and said, fuck it, I make a lot of money and I want a tax cut. If you're wearing MAGA clothing, you are itching for a confrontation. It's like wearing stars and bars, wearing the Confederate flag somewhere. Like it's different from saying, hey, I vote GOP. That's just my thing. You're wearing a MAGA hat. You're itching for a fight. And these fucking assholes. And by the way,
and
just
pants.
About every high school boy is an asshole. So these guys.
Oh, I was a huge asshole.
It was not hard to predict that. Yes, they were in the wrong. And and then there are other videos where like the fucking priest. Oh, the almighty priest just sitting there watching these guys chant and mock Native Americans. Like it's the lack of chaperones. There are a million things that were just easy to pick apart. But of course, the first response was, no, we're the victims. Yeah. And it's just like, are you fucking kidding
me? It's hard to be white these days.
Yeah.
It's like the old man that yelled at me for turning right through the crosswalk, even though he was six lanes on the other side of the street. Yeah, I know technically you're supposed to wait till the entire crosswalk is cleared, but when you see a super old guy six lanes away coming from the other direction and he's walking four dogs and you go, oh,
there might be nobody on earth who's waiting it out.
Yeah. It's like, it's going to take him a minute to get to this side of the street. It's clear on my side. I can easily turn right.
You're clearing him by 54 seconds.
And then I turn right and he's screaming and shaking his fist at me, walking his four dogs. And I took a little closer look. I zoom in. I see that red hat.
Yep.
And he's making America great again. And he just wants to be in a fight with me. He just wants to be pissed. And he's pissed. So fuck him. Fuck that hat. Fuck Trump. Fuck it all. You got more? Anything else?
I have an old man injury, which stinks.
Balls?
Just bad back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're fucked. You are fucked.
Like, this whole weekend your has just been over. Like, you know, I had a coach back-to-back basketball practices. Yeah. And even as the coach, like, sometimes you just have to show them how to do, you know, a ball screen, whatever it is. And it's like, oh, my God, it is debilitating to have a bad back. And from what? I'm not really sure.
You got to get the one of those inversion tables. Those things work. They help.
Really? Yeah. I don't have chronic back problems, but this weekend I have. So I don't know. Hopefully this is just kind of a blip, but it is one of those things that you fuck up your thigh, you can kind of gimp around and you'll be all right. Fuck up your back, every movement hurts. I am actually hurting while doing the podcast.
Yeah, and it never goes away. I have a neck thing. It's like shoulder / neck that I have going on, and it never goes away, and there's nothing I can do about it. And I go, like, I get it. I go to a guy that, like, rubs it out.
Mm.
With one of those drills with a ball at the end of it, like a pneumatic thing. It's not a ball. It's like a aluminum piston where they're like in the knot on my shoulder. And then it, like, the next day it feels worse. And then the day after that, it feels kind of better. And then the day after that, I start to notice it again. And then, like, 3 days later, it's just as bad as it ever was. And they're like, hey, do this, stretch your neck out. And I've been for 20 years, like, pulling my head to the side to stretch my neck out to both sides and then pull it down. I know the moves. And I had one of those traction machines that, like, pulls your, you know, you, like, put it over a door or something and you tie it, you basically hang yourself and it pulls your head off, the weight of your head off your neck and shoulders. Guess what? It doesn't work. I'm fucked. It's just because I'm old. It's just because I'm old and fucked up.
I know. And it's like, okay, I hope you're cool with this because you got 40 more years feeling like this.
If you're lucky, that's why you got to get all your fucking in.
I plan on having 60 more years in me.
60?
So. I'm going triple digits. I want to be over 100.
You see that average 100-year-old man? I mean, it doesn't look like a too high of a quality of life.
But occasionally, not every time, but occasionally you get the guy who's like, oh, yeah.
Very spry.
The last 30 years, I've just been drinking bourbon nonstop.
Remember when Dick Van Dyke, or remember when we found out that John Tyler had a living seventh
grandson.
President of the – no. I don't know. He was tenth, one –
10th president.
10th president. I knew he was in the top 10. John Tyler had a living grandson like 5 years ago, and everyone was like, wait, that's impossible. And they're like, no. He had a kid in his 80s, and then his fucking kid had a kid in his 80s, and which is crazy. But then John Tyler's grandson was also in his 80s, but he was fucking – looked like 61. Like you, and I was like, well, if I could get into my 80s like in that kind of shape, then I'd be into that. I would buy a ticket for that, but it's just the odds aren't good.
No, they're not great.
Yeah, the odds aren't good. Okay, you want to do a voicemail? You know who it's from, right?
I have a hankering for a Manuel Delight right now.
Yeah, because this guy, he's such a stupid fuck. This guy here. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. It's so catchy. The lyrics are so good. I had to, Brad in New York, who wrote this song and has written a bunch of songs for this show, including the theme song. He's not a Twitter person, and I saw that last week there was a Twitter discussion of Manuel's song, Manuel.
Yeah,
made
I chimed in.
Yeah,
I said I love him,
and so I had to take screenshots and send it personally to Brad in New York because a lot of times, you know, you put stuff out. You and I are creators. You put stuff out in the ether, and if no one responds or acknowledges, you're like, "Fuck,
that stinks."
Was that all for nothing?
That's why I will never do the disappearing stuff, the Insta stories.
Oh yeah, right. I get a lot of.
I put something out there. I want it out there. I don't want disposable art. I want everything out there.
I yesterday I went and watched the championship games with a buddy of mine, And he's a he's a guy that's on Twitter, and my buddy Silk, and they're he made a tweet with a picture of us, and every comment is like, "You guys are fucking gay!" Like, like everything's like so hurtful and rude. Like, what's up with that fucking mustache? Like everything, you're fat. Like, it's so. But at the same time, it's like kind of nice that people stop to say something. You know, like I don't.
Yeah,
it doesn't bum me out that much. It's like kind of funny that if he had put that picture out and nobody said anything about me in that picture.
Yeah, if you just got crickets, it would suck.
I'd be super bummed out. But the fact that people are like, "You're so fucking gay," I'm like, cool. Like, you noticed me. Thank you. So I imagine Manuel feels the same way. Let's see what he had to say this week. Manuel.
I sure will, sugar tits. Big to the baller, shot to the collar.
It sounded like you cut him off. Was he in the middle of another guy?
No, so here's the thing. It's because it's the Google assistant that answers. So he's responding. And when it's like, leave a message after the beep, he's like, I sure will. And so he's having a conversation with the Google woman. And a lot of times he's said here on the show, he expects me to answer. And so he just gets the Google woman and he carries on with her for a minute, even though it's just a recording. So that's what you're hearing.
Olives, microphone pimping podcast. See, if you need.
Here's the thing. Manuel wouldn't go 3 minutes, and it's very nice of him to introduce us or to greet us so cordially, but it takes him a full minute of his 3 minute allotment to do that part. If he would just cut that part off and get to his topic.
He loves that intro.
Yeah, it's his thing. It's his calling card.
Eat him.
Okay.
Easy Edward Daly, Bri Beck. What's happening? It's your boy Manuel and Gardena, aka Matt in LA. The reason why I'm saying that, organ donor awareness purposes, we had a little SoCal clone stock event last Saturday at the beautiful Ontario Mills. And
I'll translate. He got together with a bunch of people that he knows from the social media or being a caller to a radio show or something. But he said at the beautiful Ontario Mills. Well, Ontario Mills is just a mall, and it's a mall way out in a place you would never want to go. It's just like out in the middle. Of like, it's not.
If I'm committing to a mall in the middle of nowhere,
yeah,
I'm definitely getting some Auntie Annie's pretzels.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You do the what else thing. Is
maybe,
good?
Maybe
mall.
An Orange Julius.
I used to, as a kid, I liked Orange Julius. Yeah. I don't know if it exists anymore. I haven't seen one in years. I did enjoy the hell out of an Orange Julius.
Who wouldn't? Yeah. And so I don't know. He met up with some dudes at a mall. Let's see what happened.
Few of my buddies and I were chopping it up, you know, a few sports stories, and I shared them a very awkward situation that happened to me a few weeks back. Can't forget if it was a Thursday night or a Monday night game, so I'm at my old lady's house. We're watching football like we usually do. It was a KC Chiefs game, but on this occasion, her brother happened to be with us, you know, watching the game. So we're watching, and, you know, Pat Mahomes is carving somebody up, you know. For those of you who aren't too sports savvy, Patrick Mahomes is probably going to be the NFL MVP.
Wait a second.
Like a new age Dan Marino with wheels.
He's explaining to us.
He's explaining, like,
just say Pat Mahomes. This is a sports show.
How about Pat
show?
Mahomes and... I'm not sure where the mall part, because now we're back at his house with his brother.
Oh, we are? Oh, fuck. I missed that. I thought we were still at the mall.
A lot of details. This is, you know, when a good detective like Bunk Moreland is interviewing, he's cutting lots of these details out.
Yep.
So far, we know there's football and a Chiefs game. That's all the details. So Pat Mahomes
we're a minute
playing
and a half in.
That's implied with the Chiefs game. But okay. All right.
Well, let's see if there's more.
So anyhow, I don't know if you guys are familiar with his look, but by most
voice, cases,
I guess
like
people would call him a good-looking dude, right?
Yeah, he has a very interesting voice.
The voice is crazy. Yeah. Or Cookie Monster, not Kermit. It's like,
yes. he just doesn't, you don't expect that voice to come out of that guy. That's for sure.
Yeah. Good fucking quarterback.
We're really watching the game, and first, my girlfriend's brother's like,
oh, Manuel.
Hey, who is that chick? And why is she on the football field?
Oh, he thought it was a chick.
They were like panning on Mahomes, like when he was on the sideline with like an OC or something. And I'm like, dude, no, that's the quarterback, right? He's like, holy smacks, dude! Like, I thought that was a chick, man. She was hot. Wow. So I like kind of thought nothing of it, right? But we're watching.
This is.
Kinda, I mean, there's like.
This is what this is. You've run into this issue watching porn. Like this happened to Manuel's brother-in-law watching a football game. But you've run into the same
issue, but, I mean,
on youjizz.com.
In my never youjizz.
Oh.
But in my defense, those thumbnails are fucking small.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Yeah.
The thumbnails are small, yeah. And there wasn't a dong in the thumbnail. It just said
it was a creeper.
Hot.
Creeper dong.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can't. I made a decision, clicked on the wrong link.
Well, now you're in the algorithm, dude. So you need to have your head on a swivel because they're going to start sending more of that shit. You click on one, now you're going to start seeing more of that.
Suck one dick.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's exactly right. Okay, get to the point, Manuel.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, man, he says it like again and then again. And like the fourth time, me and my lady are looking at each other like, dude, I mean, I don't know if you need to go to like a massage therapist, brothel or what, but this is getting very awkward. And I even tried to like deter him from, the Mahomes comments by like commenting on how he has like a really freakish voice, like almost like a Muppet character, right?
Try to redirect him.
And lo and behold, like within the next 10
minutes. We ever getting back to the mall or we're stuck here?
I don't know. The mall was just an ancillary detail, it appears. I'm not sure. That was a whole separate thing.
The game, which was finally coming to a close, he commented on at least a couple more times how if that was a chick, he would totally do the do, right? Although we told him repeatedly.
Oh, he got cut.
I think we got the
whole picture. Hey, maybe your brother-in-law is trying to tell you something, Manuel.
And what you can do as a brother-in-law is be supportive.
Support him.
He's looking for a soft landing here. Help him out.
Maybe hit up your good friend Ed Daly on Twitter and ask him for some recommendations on links to porno that you can share with your brother-in-law, because Ed seems to accidentally run into those from time to time.
From time to time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's a fan.
That was a tough day.
Okay. Ed, thanks for that, Manuel. Thanks for reaching out. We love you, buddy. Ed, sports. What is happening in the world of sports?
Big story this week on Vice.
Huge.
Big story. Was shared a lot. The girl named Claire. Woman named Claire.
That's right.
Out there running with her Nike running app. And there was a whole origin story. And then, I don't know, we found a key detail. She was doing something with her running drawings. You can have the outline of what the path you run.
Yeah. You know what would be better if we could actually speak to this woman, Claire Wyckoff, and through the magic of Skype, we have her here. We actually reached out to her earlier and she's going to tell her story here now.
American hero.
Yeah. We were able to interview Claire and she joins us now. Listen up. Ed, we spoke earlier about one of the new legends in the Baller Lifestyle universe. And this is why I always want people to engage with us outside of the just listening to the podcast, because a lot of stuff happens in our universe that we might not necessarily discuss here. And so this was something I saw on Facebook on Vice, and I shared it to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast Facebook group. So if you're not following us there, you might not know what this is about, which makes it almost even that much more exciting to introduce you to it. Our guest joining us now is Claire Wyckoff. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Claire?
You are. Shockingly, you're pronouncing it. Many people don't pronounce it correctly.
Yes. Well, I took a shot. Claire. You're on with me, Brian Beckner, and Ed Daly, and we're very stoked to have you on. Listeners, if you're not familiar with Claire, she is the proprietor of
Living. This actually qualifies as a living legend right now.
Yeah, she's a really special human being. She's on Instagram at @dick_run_Claire.
Hey, you guys, I need to stop you. So do you realize you're reporting on a second Claire right now?
No.
Yes, I know.
Oh, wait, there's two. Wait, I know there's
Sorry,
somebody.
Sorry, so I thought, I don't mean to stop you in your recording.
Yeah.
I thought you knew what was going on.
No, I think we do, but maybe. So there's an imposter Claire. So let me clarify it for the listeners.
Yes.
You are the original Dick
I'm
runner.
The original Dick runner.
Why don't you tell your origin story?
Yeah, tell us.
Like a true superhero, Claire, we need to know the origin story.
Claire, tell us about your first dick.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about my first dick. It was a very special experience. Yes. In 2014, I was living in San Francisco. And, you know, if you think back to that time, a lot of the crap that we're dealing with now and all the stuff in the world hadn't happened yet. And to I'm sorry?
It was a carefree time.
Absolutely.
It was a carefree time. I'm trying to remember what like the trends were back then. It was a carefree time. And one of those carefree things I did was I was running a lot through Golden Gate Park. And in doing so, I was looking down at my Nike Plus one day after a run. And I realized that I had, you know, inadvertently drawn the shape of a dog. And it kind of dawned on me that GPS is not just a tracking device, but you could use it as a pen tool.
Amazing.
And to my knowledge at that point, GPS art wasn't really a thing. Like, it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks when I saw it. And so kind of took the ball and ran with it, no pun intended.
Revolutionary.
And started running shapes. But quickly I realized that I had a cool idea on my hands, but running the shapes of dogs and flowers and puppies and things like that wasn't particular. I work in a creative industry. And so one thing you're always doing is taking a creative idea and seeing if you can push it to the furthest lengths and the furthest extremes. And I thought, what's the furthest
Interesting
extreme?
Turn of phrase.
Thank you. I think. Oh yes, look, it happens. Mm-hmm. You say something's hard, and you realize
yes.
you also did
and
that.
And you're pushing it
thick.
Yeah. Thank you for your support. And then I'm like referencing jockstraps.
Girthy, veiny. We
yeah.
Get it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It, as a writer, I have to say this project has been actually very fun because there are a lot of punning opportunities.
Absolutely.
I realized that the funniest thing I could potentially do with this is just be irreverent as fuck. Can I curse?
I'm yes, cursing. Of course.
And
we're talking
so
about dicks.
We're not that kind of show.
Yes.
I would hope so. And especially if you're, you know, doing interviews with dick runners.
Of course.
I thought, well, let's just turn this irreverent. And I started running the shapes of penises and looking. I spent hours and hours and hours of 2014 scouring maps looking for dicks, essentially. And sometimes other irreverent things,
yeah.
Middle fingers and things like that. So
this is like a beautiful mind. Like, you're looking at things and you're like a savant seeing dicks and everything. And
it has become a thing truly, though, where I do see dicks. Like, I can't look at a map without being like, oh, that's a nutsack I could run.
You and Ed Daly both share a passion, clearly.
Yes. Oh, yeah. For nutsacks?
Yeah, and dicks.
Oh, that's great. Uh-huh.
Dicks are funny.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
There's comedy in dicks. Yeah.
There's comedy in dicks. I also have thought about it a lot. I mean, clearly over the years, but I was like, you know, I don't know if a guy could have done this either, if that makes sense. Like, I think that there is a lot of, I ran a bunch of them. No, and I kind of knew I had an idea on my hands that hadn't been done. Like, again, like as a creative type person, you're also kind of always trying to identify ideas that you hadn't seen before that are, you think are cool or newsworthy or worth writing about or whatever that is. And so I did, I think, 5 or 10 of them before I even really, I was doing them on Instagram, but before I was trying to get a bunch together so I could kind of post my Tumblr out in the world and people would see it wasn't just a one-time thing, but I had been
like you had a catalog.
Yeah, you didn't want to be a one dick pony.
A one dick pony. Yeah. No, I also feel like sometimes you got to show that there's a critical mass. You didn't just do it. And so for me too,
Johnny come lately. Oh, nice.
You guys are good at this, man. It's true. Took the balls and ran with them. And, soon after that, picked up by a bunch of news outlets. And at the time, it was cool because Shape Magazine wanted to talk about a new way to get in shape without, like a new fun way to work out. And Perez Hilton was like, it's dicks. So they picked it up. And, Popular Science thought it was like a new data visualization. So at the time, it kind of had far-reaching implications.
How long into your Don career were you getting this kind of notice?
It was within, once I posted the Tumblr within a couple days, all of a sudden, I'm actually really surprised that it's coming back up again because it was so far reaching at the time. I had friends in Thailand saying that they heard about me on the radio and CNN picked it up. And it definitely was my 15 minutes in kind of a wonderful way where my name was forever going to be associated with penises. So, which, I can die.
It was a bit of a juggernaut or juggercock, if you will.
It was a dick or not.
Right.
Or
there you go. Yes.
A juggerschlong. It was really, it was cool.
Yeah. So it takes off. But at this point, it's kind of like your thing. Like you don't know that there might be other people doing dick runs in the world did you quickly become aware that you weren't the only dick runner out there?
The impression I got was that when I did it, I wouldn't have done it if I didn't think I was the first.
Of course.
The impression I got was that people started running dicks because of my dicks.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Uh-huh. That sounds right.
And I was, on Instagram very openly promoting this is what I did, or people would DM me and I would say I use the US Track and Field website's app. So part of the process for me was also how do you hack the Nike app and get the dicks that you want to get? What do you do to get the ball hair? How do you get, dotted? Like I really kind of got into hacking the Nike part. And so I was kind of telling people very openly, everyone run dicks. We should all be running dicks. I use this, I do this. And so, and sometimes even post tutorial videos. So people, answering questions for people. So I hope everyone's running dicks.
Right.
The world should be running dicks as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you're very good at it, I have to say.
And you've added flair to it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flair to it.
This can't be easy. Take us through the practical application where you're like, hey, I'm going for a run. This is my route. And then you get out there on the road and you're kind of like just sort of following along on your app to make sure it's looking like a dick as you go. Is that how you do it?
I do, but I map it first. I'll scour a map. I've like driven very, very long distances because I found like a nutsack somewhere that felt like it was worth running.
God, you're a fucking hero. That's great.
And do you start, do you have an idea? Like I want to finish with the straightaway shaft, or do you start with the circular balls first and then finish which order do you do?
I think practical convention would always tell you to start with the balls.
Right,
I start mapping with the balls because balls are harder to find on maps because every road is a shaft. So they say.
Yes.
So,
but and then when you're measuring distance, you definitely start at the absolute base, right?
Yes. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Or even like a little behind, like you add, do you maybe add like 500 yards
behind the balls
that you don't actually measure? But it still goes into distance.
No, you can also say it's like maybe it's only a 3 mile run, but you can tell the world it's a 10-inch.
Exactly.
I mean, sorry, a 10 mile run.
Like it.
And when I run them, I usually just try to do it in a way that makes the most sense efficiency wise. Like if you look at some of my runs, I'll do ball hair. The only way to really do ball hair is to run the length of the hair and run back up the length of the hair. So sometimes I find ways to make it more efficient. Like whatever seems like the way to get it done without retracing my steps the most is usually how I do it.
So that was a question I had is because you are really able to make a nice glance on all these dicks that you run to the point there's even a little, pee hole tip.
Pee hole.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that you make sure to make in there, which as we all know is the key to really drawing a dick, because somebody could draw a dick and that looks like a dick. But when you draw the pee hole on there very deliberately, everyone goes, oh, she's drawn a dick. She's run a dick shape.
Yes. It's not an accident.
No.
I've run a dick. I also want you to know, I think that doing anything less than that would be disrespectful to penises.
What a heroine. I agree.
You're going back. You go back to do that little part, which you're truly suffering for your art. Back and forth. That is.
It is hard.
Absolutely.
I am.
That's a stiff challenge.
It makes running actually way better and way more fun if you're trying to run a shape and you're trying to hack Nike and you're trying to figure out, oh, look, I just ran these balls. Is there a way that I can make the balls look more authentic?
Amazing. Like, what can
I, you know, so you stop kind of worrying about the exercise. But I mean, there are times where you find that you've mapped something and you're going, oh, shit, there's a huge hill. That was my experience in San Francisco. Right. It was everything I mapped. I was like, oh, God damn it. The nuts are on top of a massive, massive hill. But, you know.
This interview is imminently quotable already. Well, so at some point, and obviously I was fooled. At some point, you get an imposter, another Claire running around drawing dicks and even using your photographs in her content. Appropriating your content.
I don't know if she's, I haven't done a deep dive into her content because I get irate enough that I want to throw my phone. And so I have to walk away. But there's a girl named Dick Run Claire who started following me on Instagram, and I would see that she was liking stuff. And I found it odd because at that point I thought that I'd already kind of branded myself Dick Run Claire.
Absolutely.
She was smart. She got the domain, or she got the handle Dick Run Claire, and I was just using my name because at that stage I thought that that's how everyone knew me, and I guess just didn't think to change it. But was commenting and liking stuff, and at some stage I was a little bit flattered and a little bit confused because it kind of felt like someone else calling them Lin-Manuel Hamilton or something. I don't know. Like, in some part of me.
Yes,
clearly I'm not up there with Hamilton. Let's be clear. Right. I don't think that this is quite there. But
no, you're much better than Hamilton.
You're more important.
Yes, I appreciate that.
You don't rap at me.
I don't do slam poetry. Yes. So, but yeah, you're welcome. But I thought it was a little odd, but I looked at her page and she had 120 followers. You know, it seemed like not a big deal. But then cut to, people start sending me articles, some of whom think it's about, just like you, people thought the Vice article was about me, but then some people start sending me really angry emails, friends of mine who are going, this girl named Claire is calling herself Dick Run Claire and kind of drafting off of your success or leading people.
Single white femaling you.
She is single white. I'm calling her the single white dick runner.
I hate her. This reminds me of the time that I saw somebody followed me on Instagram. And I clicked on it, and it was, they had used one of Ed Daly's pictures in their Instagram post. And I was like, wait, this guy's stolen one of my co-host pictures to do Instagram. And then I realized it was somebody I knew's kid. And he had way more likes than Ed.
He had like five times the amount of likes that I got.
That's where it really gets frustrating. Because actually, when I first did it, the Fat Jew posted my first.
He's stolen my shit too.
He stole my stuff. And then I've been down this path. It's actually an interesting, I mean, sociologically, I think there's something kind of fascinating about this world in which people forget about whatever you posted a year later and whoever gets clicks. And I'm kind of surprised. I don't know if the Vice people did a quick Google search and saw, oh, there is a girl named Claire who runs dicks. This is the same Claire. This makes sense. Or if no one's even looking to see if it's been reported on. Because to me, if I've already done this and done it better than she's doing it, there's no story there, which leads me to believe either they think it's me and they're following up, or that she's leading them to believe that she's pioneering an art form that they were previously unaware of.
Well, she's clearly stolen your thing.
She's aware.
Yeah,
I mean, I read the piece in Vice this past week, and I sent it to my buddy, and he's like, oh, no, that's not the hero.
That's the imposter. That's the imposter. Well, I was fooled.
The real hero.
I love your buddy, whoever this man or woman is.
Buddy Jake.
Jake. Well, and I think that's my problem too, is I work in a creative industry where it to me feels a little bit like a comedian stealing another comedian's joke.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
She's broken a code as far as I'm concerned.
Intellectual property.
That's how I feel. Of course. And the problem is now she has tripled the number of followers. I don't know how.
Right.
But she's gotten way more followers. And, you know, I think it could be resolved very easily if she just posted about me and said, here's the OG. Why don't you follow her too? Like, I think we can all share in the wealth.
Yeah.
I think you're being a little too magnanimous there.
I'm trying to be kind about it because I do also think that she's probably a young girl in New Jersey who isn't creative and is just doing what everyone else did, which is the, you know, following the internet of things.
No, I will. You're too nice. I will say what needs to be said. We're dealing with a sociopath here. This is an insane person. This is somebody, this is somebody that saw something cool and was like, hey, I wish I would have done that. Oh, I guess I can too. And I'm gonna do the exact same thing and basically pretend like I'm the same person to the point where the host of this podcast was fooled. I was fooled. I'm embarrassed. I embarrassed myself on my own show because of this woman.
We're writing some wrongs now.
Yes. I'm gonna email the vice writer.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I'm super annoyed.
I want to see a correction.
Yeah, I would too. Gavin if Butler. Only some part of me is like, don't we all kind of want to, like, I feel like we're reaching this peak 2018, 2019, where it's like, don't we all need to hold ourselves to higher standards of reporting, of political discourse, like this whole world of fire festivals. And I clearly watched both documentaries in the last 48 hours.
Nice, did I?
But you know, these imposter, you know, just kind of whatever gets clicks and whatever you need to say to make yourself look better than you actually are. And my friends are calling it talented Mr. Dickley instead of Mr. Ripley.
Yes.
It's another, like, you know, Matt Damon being a sociopath. I love this life. Yes. Yeah.
Totally agree.
So,
the crusade on our show starts now.
100%.
I appreciate that.
Everybody listening to reach out to that vice writer.
Yeah.
Retraction. We need a correction. This is not ending
this will not
here.
Stand.
This is the beginning.
No, because so I've now changed my Instagram handle to OG Dick Runclair.
Yes, I followed you.
And then thank you. I appreciate that because now you know a bunch of my friends are almost pissed off enough that they're like, if you don't do something about this, we're gonna also hate First Claire. I'm the Barstool Sports guys. When I tweeted at them, they did an article about her. They might have been the first ones, and they kind of did a new article where they said, "Wow, the wool was pulled over our eyes, and clearly this isn't the first Claire." But I'm a writer. I get business based on this stuff,
sure.
So it's really. And her dick runs suck.
Yeah,
they're not good.
They're not as good. This.
Yeah, the last one you did is breathtaking.
It's amazing. Yeah,
it's an inaction photo.
I'll just say it. Yeah. I'll just say it. It's got ejaculate.
It's got ejaculate.
It's beautiful.
I was like, if I'm going to show this bitch
beautiful.
How to do this, I'm going to teach this girl how to do what she just got famous for. If you don't have flair, then you don't have respect for the dick.
It's got,
you don't.
It's got great you girth. Don't. It's got tremendous symmetry. I mean, I'm stunned by it. I like this one that you've also done where it's being gripped.
Yeah.
Like it's got the full kung fu grip.
What is the mileage? That's only, I mean, it looks like it's a marathon and a half.
I agree.
It's 3.42 miles. It is an amazing detail.
Look at all the blocks she had to run to get the fingers of the hand. And Ed, look at that head. Is that a beautiful head? It's stunning.
I don't even know. I've run two hand jobs. There's one that I ran a couple years ago that I think you might be referring to that really, for me, was my Mona Lisa.
It's really good. It's amazing.
Yeah. And just for shits and giggles, you'll throw in an AT-AT Walker from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of every so often I dabble in non-penis.
Amazing.
Yeah. See, I'm not into that nerd shit. I'm here for the dicks.
never strayed too far from the dicks, but
no, I think everyone else was, because you can sometimes judge based on likes that they're like, this isn't a penis, man, you know. So it's definitely the penis runs that get the most love
for sure. But I'm particularly partial to this 4 days until the weekend one. That's a real, it's a real hanger. It's a lot of dick.
Which one is
it's kind of, it's kind of like a hook dick. It's like the balls and then the,
it's taking a real dip.
Yeah, the dick and the head are hanging real low below the balls. Yeah. It's beautiful. I love it.
It's kind of more of a Ren and Stimpy interpretation of a dick. It was a cartoon, yes. Which, you know, I dabble in different kinds of art forms. Maybe I'll do an Art Deco dick. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're all beautiful. But I love them all. I also noticed, now that I'm following you, that you're followed by my best friend, Lee Einhorn. Are you personally acquainted with Lee Einhorn, or is that just a coincidence?
Am I personally acquainted with Lee Einhorn?
Yeah.
Lee Einhorn is one of my...
Einhorn is a man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the man. He was, he hired me at one point, and I don't know that I've ever gotten along with a boss as well as Lee Einhorn and I got along. We still talk quite a bit. He's maybe one of the lewdest motherfuckers out there, which
is he the
probably
best?
Why we got along so well.
Yeah, he and I are going to Cabo next month, so we'll definitely be reviewing your dicks.
I'll see you guys there. I'm booking a flight.
Okay, yeah, come with us. You're welcome.
I don't want to be left out. Yeah. I think Lee would be great at running dicks. Actually, he'd be good at probably walking them with a beer. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he needs to talk the whole time. That's the problem. That's why he can't do anything alone. So he'd have to have a running partner. What do you think about this dick? Do you think the head's gonna look okay? What do you think? Be honest. Tell me what you think.
That sounds pretty much like how Lee would run a dick.
All right. Well, Claire, I could not be more stoked to have had you and to have you here to right the wrong of the imposter.
I appreciate that.
I would say you're doing the Lord's work, but when has the Lord done anything this great?
I totally agree with that.
Guys,
couldn't have said it better
that's
myself.
Fair. I'm going to put these quotes at the top of my LinkedIn page now as the greatest accolades or thing that I've ever done in my life.
You're making mankind proud right now.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys for fighting the good fight.
Yes.
He's been running hand jobs, and it just feels wrong.
Yes.
It just feels wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. You made our lives better. We're very stoked that you were able to join us today. For those of you that want to follow the original Dick Run Claire, it's OG_Dick_Run_Claire on Instagram, Claire Wyckoff. Thank you very much for joining the Baller Lifestyle, and feel free to come back anytime.
I would love to come back anytime.
Yes.
You guys have a hashtag blessed day.
Awesome.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks so much, Claire.
Have a good night.
All right. See you later.
Good night.
Wow, Ed, that was so much better than advertised. I was wrong. I had the wrong. I was one of the ones that was fooled by the imposter, Claire.
Listen, the way Vice wrote it out, there was a whole origin story. I don't blame people for being hoodwinked, but
it's crazy.
Yeah, thanks to a friend of mine, we got to the bottom of it. We have the OG right there. So please, everybody, follow her and maybe reach out to the Vice writer. I think the record needs to be set
totally.
Straight.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to for sure send an email. But you really should go to her page. Claire Wyckoff is her name. And look at these runs she does.
It's pretty awesome.
Like, it's just a level of creativity in a fun way that more people should aspire to.
It is a good way to exercise, in the sense that there's nothing more boring than just a fucking run.
Yeah. She's exercising her body, she's exercising her brain, and she's entertaining people like me. Like, I'm going to be super excited to see her stories pop up in my feed, because I'm going to want to see, hey, is this one going to be one of those real droopy dicks with the big head and the smallish balls, or is it going to be one of the hand job ones with the actual fingers wrapped around the dick?
Yeah, good point.
Amazing.
Good point.
Amazing. Thank you for that, Claire. Thank you for joining us. Ed, well, what else is going on in the world of sports?
Let's, you know, move to a different sport. Well, we'll take it away from that world. We'll just go to men's soccer. And there is a woman who coaches a college men's soccer team. And she responded to a sexist question. And she said, I pick my team on dick length.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah, I like I mean, it's, there has to be some pioneers. There's that Becky Hammon that's probably going to be an NBA's coach soon. She's Popovich. Yeah. But, like, the amount of shit that – oh, no, sorry, not college. German soccer club, BV Kloppenburg.
Yes, BV Kloppenburg. Look, there's – this is – you could do worse. Like, if you had to – if you couldn't see people play, right? And you just said, okay, they said, go pick a team and we're not gonna let you see the abilities. You would probably go out and just start with the biggest, most athletic looking guys. And cock size is probably a pretty good indicator of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a guy who has a friend who's a high school baseball coach, and he said that when they hold the tryouts or whatever for the baseball team in the spring, that the he makes them all line up, and he walks down the line, and any of the potential players that stand duck-footed, he immediately cuts, because he's never seen a kid that stands duck-footed have any athletic ability in his life.
Oh.
So if you stand there and your feet,
I mean, we've talked about.
If your feet are at 10 and 2?
What is that? Standist?
Yeah, if your feet are at 10 and 2, you're out. You're out. And if you're for this German soccer coach, if you're not packing, pack your bags. Like, you better be dicked up if you want to play on this team. That's just all there is to it. And she's got her own methods, you know? Bill Belichick, he does his own thing. He's successful.
He needs white wide receivers.
Questions him. Right, no one questions him. He gets a different running back every year. Doesn't matter.
White running backs, white wide receivers.
Yes, exactly. Neighbors' wives.
Ex NFL defensive back breaks man's face for masturbating outside his 15-year-old daughter's window.
Saw this. This is everybody's dream, right? You want to kick somebody's
ass. Kind of a nightmare part of the story where your 15-year-old daughter sees a guy jerking off outside her window. But
it's terrifying.
But I love it. You know,
yeah.
If you're going to do something like that, best make sure it's not an ex-NFL defensive back. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, guy will fuck you up. You, because if it were me, I would do something lame, like call the police. But what I would want to do is go fuck the guy up.
You know what I did one time? I'm really not a brave guy.
Transsexual? Is this going to end in transsexual once. Porn?
Hey, I try to be honest, and I've been shamed for this thing.
Yes. What did you do? What did you do once?
So I have a duplex with a back patio, and some guy is it. It's in a huge building, so I'm one of the few apartments that has the patio. So somebody in my building, I'm guessing, went around back, and he was drunk, and he was trying to get into my apartment through my back door.
Oh yeah,
and I did know he was shit faced. So there, and yeah. You know, he was like a shit faced, like bro-y guy. Like
you didn't feel threatened.
I didn't feel threatened. Yeah. Listen, if there was a menacing looking person,
no, you'd be locking the doors.
I'd be locking the
cops.
But I got a Louisville Slugger.
Yeah,
and I didn't hit him, but I waved it at him. I said, you ready to tussle? And he took off.
you didn't use the word tussle.
I love the word tussle.
Because he was like, no, I don't think I want to engage in fisticuffs. And then he did. Then he like put up his dukes, but like had the back of his palms facing him.
Yeah,
like a 20s boxer.
Like a 20s? No. Yeah. I said, you want tussle? And then he's like, hey, well, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
I like the word tussle. Yeah, come on, Gage, tussle.
Look at you. Yeah, good for you.
Yes. Let's take it. I mean, we did so much on the world of running. Let's go to the non-sports world.
Okay, let's do it.
We got a multitasker here. New Hampshire man caught smoking crack and having sex while driving. Weird.
I mean, smoking crack is it's you have to get good at it.
It's an involved activity.
Yeah, because you need both hands. You need one to hold the pipe and one to hold the lighter. So that's automatically you're doing either elbows or knees for the steering wheel.
Yeah, but you can't use your knee if somebody's in there.
Right. Yeah. If you're banging, is she sitting on his lap like Charlie Sheen?
Even though this isn't the
Christy Swanson.
When you think of sex, this isn't like the number one thing you're thinking. I'm guessing oral sex, right? It would be tough to be doing that and driving and
if this was crap. If this was a hand job, this I would say this is a breach of journalistic integrity.
Yeah, I refuse to acknowledge that a hand job would be considered sex for a story.
It shouldn't be.
Because also middle schoolers aren't allowed to drive.
Right. It shouldn't be considered sex
ever.
In any capacity.
No. Yeah.
I saw one of the worst movies ever made this weekend.
What?
Destroyer.
Never heard.
It's Nicole Kidman went ugly for it. Like she's got they put a bunch of like prosthetic makeup on her.
Thing?
Kind of, yeah. And they gave her like bad hair and stuff to make her look old and ugly. And there's a super unsexy, very gross hand job. Scene.
Oh my god!
In the movie,
I'm sorry to cut off.
No, that's
did you
fine.
Ever see the movie about Scientology? Philip Seymour Hoffman,
the Master. So long.
It was a long movie.
So long and slow.
It was tedious, but my god, the handjob scene in that was disturbing as fuck. Amy Adams.
Yes. I sort of remember
Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's rough to watch.
They were on a boat.
Yeah,
Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, I mean,
it was so bad. It wasn't bad. It was just long and slow. Yeah.
At the gym, I'm always willing to try something on the elliptical. Just give it a shot. I tried out that movie Roma that's getting all this buzz.
Oh yeah, I heard it's very good.
Got halfway through it and didn't care.
Too depressing?
It's what. You know, in like movies when the character, like, or old TV shows when they're like, hey, we're going to an art house movie and it's black and white and these slow sweeping shots.
Yeah.
Like, I could describe the first hour of that movie to you in 30 seconds and you'd be bored. But that's what, like, nothing happens except like these sweeping shots of 1970 Mexico. In black isn't and white. It's bad. It's a bad
movie. Isn't it like a are they like immigrating?
No, it's about like a maid nanny housekeeper type who works for like a, you know, a better off Mexican family.
Oh right.
She gets knocked up.
Oh wait. Spoiler alert.
That happened like 10 minutes into the movie. 15 minutes.
You've already given it. You just gave me one of the big plot details.
Oh, that's all. I don't know any more than that. I bailed on it before I found out like what happens with it. I watched an hour and that's what happened. That's what happened in an hour. I don't know.
Don't tell me anything else.
And I'm
planning to watch it.
Heath Ledger gay movie.
Oh, I never saw that one.
Brokeback. Another movie that people were like, but it looked beautiful. But nothing fucking happens. I mean, it was – you had 3 hours to tell like a tough 15-minute story.
I mean, as far as I mean, I haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure something does happen.
I just think there needs to be more than a movie looking beautiful.
I agree. Yeah, like then just get super high, take an edible like I do, and watch Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like if you want to see some beautiful shit.
You know what looked beautiful? Buster Scruggs.
Transsexual porn? Oh, that movie's amazing. Yeah. How come it's not getting talked about for awards?
But you know what I mean? Like just the backdrop of like the old West.
Crazy. Yeah, the West.
Beautiful. But like there was shit going on and it looked beautiful. This fucking black and white 1970 Mexico. Hard pass. It was not
good. And you have to read it.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're on an elliptical, that's the one time where I'm not doing something else. Like, I am doing something.
You want something to occupy
you're fine reading. That's the one time where I thought, okay, I can watch this. And yeah. No, I even was over an hour because I do 45 minutes. So I did two. So in an hour and a half, that's all I found out. It was terrible.
Just the part you gave away to me.
Yeah.
Which must be a pretty big plot point. Okay. Now, what else is happening in the non-sports world?
Okay. Well, you know, we praise activists at times. And maybe, you know, we should save a little praise for this guy. Spokane man holds vigil to save a Kmart Little Caesars.
Wow. What a hero.
Where am I going to get my pizza? Spokane man to host.
Is that the only pizza place? Spokane's a big city.
Hey, isn't that where like Wazoo is? Like it's a. Oh, this guy.
Yeah, no, Eric, Wazoo's.
Yeah. Eric Hennies is the, I think the guy. This is his profile post. Little Caesars is why I'm still going strong and almost 30. Little Caesars saved my butt all the way through college and is still helping me survive adulthood. Tried making my own pizza? Bad idea. And not cost effective. Leave it to the professionals.
Oh, yeah, because they get a whole pizza for $5 there. Meanwhile, that's that Little Caesar sausage where it's like the little like rabbit shit pellets. So bad. Also square. Like everything about Little Caesars is so bad. And imagine it's kind of like when you're like on a road trip or something and you stop and you're like, I guess like I'll get a sandwich and like the only place to eat is a Subway and you're like, fuck Subway. And then you're like, wait, it's in a fucking gas station? No, I'll drive another 50 miles.
It can't be worth
it. I'm not eating. No, there's no food, then, good food has ever come out of a gas station.
And the type of guy that's protesting with a pizza or bust sign in front of the closing Kmart. And by the way, Kmart, they're just going out of business. They're not making decisions on behalf of Little Caesars.
I didn't know they were still in business.
Well, Spokane. I mean, you can just assume everything's a decade and a half behind. And here's a quote. He's making plans for everybody. We're going to try and get the district manager to refranchise it and buy a location somewhere else. And it looks like he's standing by himself in the Kmart parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't feel like there's going to be a real groundswell of support because there's probably a Minos, you know, nearby or a Hut.
Yeah.
Like if you're like,
yeah, if you just want bad pizza, there's a never ending supply of bad pizza in this country.
Yeah, totally agree. Okay, next story.
Okay. This is an interesting story. A teenager with autism asked for sex advice on Reddit. How do you think it went?
And Vic did nothing wrong, was like, listen to episode 251 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast and you'll learn all about it.
And guess what?
No?
It was shockingly helpful.
Oh yeah, because there's a massive community on Reddit.
But, like, I mean,
there are people that know how to fuck on there.
Usually.
Well, yeah, I think that's more 4chan.
Okay, but like everybody's like, "Hey, listen, you know, they saw a kid with autism.
Go slow."
They said, "Hey, take your time. Don't be afraid to get rejected. Like every single person on Earth gets rejected. It's going to be awkward. Get consent." Like it was like really thoughtful. It was just, it was, you know, in this day and age, it's nice to see. Just some genuine, helpful advice out there.
Two words, kid. The clit. Right. Locate it. Locate it.
Love and
learn. Locate it, but don't overdo it.
All right.
All right? Know where it is. Know where it is. It's just graze it. Like act. Don't really focus on it.
Yeah, but
just graze it.
The problem is porn really fucks you up.
Yeah, it does. It does. Acknowledge it.
Porn is very violent.
Hey, I've accidentally touched your clitoris. Maybe I didn't mean to, but I could tell you liked it a little bit. So next time I go by, I might stop a little bit longer. But I'm not going to hang out unless you tell me to. Unless you let out some kind of a moan or gasp.
Let's get to the next story.
As I do it. And then I'm going to do it a little bit longer, but not too long. I'm going to take it away.
Took a turn.
I'm going to take it away. And then eventually, I'm going to go back to it, and then I'm going to take it away again. Should I? I'm going to go give this kid advice. What else, Ed?
All right, El Chapo tried to use Hell's Angels to kill Canadian real estate agent called Catboy.
A lot coming out about the El Chapo. El Chapo bribed the president.
El Chapo.
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
He gave the president of Mexico $100 million.
Well, that's not nothing. That's not
no. The president of Mexico asked for $250.
Oh.
And El Chapo's like, no. He's like, I'm a negotiator. I'm gonna give you $100. And the president of Mexico's like, all right, give me $100 million. It's crazy. Yeah. How come he didn't get him killed? And also, what's he got with a Canadian real estate agent? Did he get wronged on a condominium?
Well, the guy calls himself Catboy, so he was at least on one level asking for it.
Is he? This is Catboy isn't friend of the show Lisa Bizzle's skidoo,
possibly
loving possibly cousin
Bunny
Daryl.
Hug?
Is he
Bunny Hug?
Yeah. Is it pencil crayons? They call colored pencils pencil crayons. Hold on, Ed.
Yep.
I'm gonna just joining us now. She's here. We can finish the non-sports stories.
Yeah, there's two more. I would love to hear her input.
Yeah, which is, she's here. She's not usually here this early, so I thought I'd let her jump in.
Sure.
And check in with us. Of course, I'm talking about our very own kind of music pop culture correspondent, everybody's favorite. She's well loved here on the show. She almost seems like she's interested in being here sometimes. Of course, I'm talking about our very own Kate McManus. Kate, how are you?
Hey, Kate.
Oh, hello.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Kate. We're going to do a couple more
non-sports
stories. Let's see what's going on here. What
else? I think it was in the last week, another terrible ISIS attack that killed 4 Americans. But there was also a lesser reported ISIS attack in Canada. And apparently somebody shouting out ISIS, they were inspired. They attacked the paint section of a Canadian Tire with an arrowless bow and a golf club. And it didn't go
well. Now, it could be confusing because ISIS is like the Islamic State in Iraq is what that stands for. But it also could be
goddess, right?
The Roman goddess of love.
Yeah.
ISIS or whatever it is.
So maybe the Roman goddess of love asked them to attack with non-deadly objects.
Yeah, maybe he's pissed about
something.
I like
that name ISIS. That was going to be mine if I had a girl.
Really? No, it wasn't.
That would have been unfortunate because like
you wanted to get into porn maybe.
But you know that must have happened. There're probably like 6 and 7 year olds named ISIS.
Oh yeah.
When shit went bad and it's like you can't be ISIS anymore.
I thought about that because I had remembered somebody had – I knew somebody or a friend of a friend had named their daughter Paris. And then like a month later that
Rick
sex
Solomon.
Tape came out where it was like in – One Night in Paris. Yeah. And it was like filmed in night vision. Mm-hmm. And that Rick Solomon was dicked up. I mean, the dude had a piece on him, well worthy of a dick run.
That's a long run. That's a really long.
Yeah, it's nearly a marathon to make that Rick
There's
Solomon.
There's no way both of them don't have HPV.
Oh, for sure.
At the very least.
But I was like, oh man, like no one's going to want their kid to be named Paris now. I mean, it was already a little bit of a suspect name in the first place. And now the most famous person with your kid's name is sucking dicks on the internet in night vision back when the connection.
Yeah, the raccoon eyes back then.
Yeah, it was very, very scary.
Let's finish with a love story. Man proposes in court to woman who stabbed him 13 times.
See, I saw this and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But then I'm like, oh, somebody sent it to us on Twitter. And I'm like, oh, but it happened in Russia, which is so it was probably like.
Oh, yeah. How many times do you not get stabbed 13 times in Russia?
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably the mildest thing that happened in that courtroom that day.
I mean,
like there were probably people being poisoned with anthrax or just plutonium.
Listen to techno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or. Like everyone had their techno going, and while the stabbing was going on,
going
nobody
the
looked
They're
up.
Stabbing
yeah,
with
they're
the
just
beat.
Like, yeah, all right, man. Yeah. Pretty sweet. Okay, let's do a few emails. Braylon Edwards. That's Coach Solo's collective name for us. You can tell a lot by a man's deviant appetite, and I must say. I was perplexed by some of the responses to Pornhub's annual sabermetrics. If you didn't listen, I think it was last week. Yeah, it was last week where we discussed the Pornhub analysis, the analytics for what everyone looked at in the year 2018. That's what he's referencing. First, Ed being completely repulsed by dongs is alarming. Buddy, if you ain't got a big old hog in your movie, you ain't got shit. I, for one, am a huge fan of the extremely tasteful blacked.com. Hopefully that's an interracial website. Plus, the entirety of the show is based upon its affinity for a well-groomed and proportionate meat hammer. Yeah, that's true, Ed. You're known to like to look at a man's dong. This was very off-brand. Secondly, lesbians is for kids. Ed has announced that he prefers lesbian porn. Cinemax shit. But two lipsticks with strap-ons rimming each other? Now we're cooking with gas. Anyway, keep on trucking.
I'm so glad I joined for this
P.S. section. Baller lifestyle t-shirts with the podcast logo should be a thing. We are working to make that a thing. Thank you, Coach Solo. Ed, I kind of agree. Like, the thing about porno is, like, I got to imagine myself, you know, like, I have no problem. This is happening. This is happening to me.
Self in there. You know what? Even more so, lesbians, I got to say, they're doing things that I'm not as well versed in. So I would say I even prefer the solo. I prefer a solo.
I hate that term so much.
So, you know what? I don't mind a solo, but it's pretty boring. It's a
solo.
It's a good warm up.
I'm seeing a fake penis.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the creativity of the porn directors. They love going with the Apple bag cam, and it takes me out of the fantasy.
I will say this: I don't really like the real produce. This is why I mostly gravitate towards European pornography. Because they don't
nightstand kind of thing.
The girls aren't like so over the top effusive with their fakery.
Right.
You know, you can disassociate and go, hey, this is really like these people are really having sex. Whereas if I watch American porno, I'm like, oh my God, she's like, no one makes those sounds. You know, no one makes those noises. But I do need a guy to be in the scene and just, hey. Do with that what you will. Kate McManus, your thoughts.
Is that because you like to imagine yourself as the dude?
Yeah. That is it. Because a lot of times I'll be watching, I'll go, that looks like that feels pretty good. I bet that feels good.
Yes.
And that's what I think. That's what gets me. What gets me where I need to be. B and Ed, the mother-in-law stayed at our house a few days last week, and I have a question. What is it with these old ladies and wearing an ungodly amount of perfume? I would damn near choke when I was around her, and now my house smells like a lady of the night was spreading her spoils all over my belongings. Help, oh wise ones. That's from LSU Lala. Kate McManus, your thoughts. What's up with the old ladies and the white diamonds? Or the red door.
I don't know.
I will say this.
Mom does not do that.
A lot of dudes cake on the cologne. Oh, your mom goes with a lot of perfume in? What's her flavor?
I have no fucking clue, but I just know she wears it. I'm not a fragrance guy, so anybody wearing anything is noticeable to me.
You don't buy her her favorite perfume for Christmas?
She doesn't wear it.
Some people do like to take a bath in it. I don't know what. They just don't understand.
Everybody can be comfortable with whatever, but if it's too much, now you're making it everybody else's problem.
I always thought of it was more of an ethnic sitch. Like people from other places tend to like cologne up, like people from Europe,
Eastern Europe.
Yeah, Eastern Europe. They like to musk.
The frogs. The frogs go heavy too, right?
Frenchies. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
That's not Eastern.
Yeah. They'll musk up the French.
Yeah.
I don't know, LSU Lala. Another one. After a few – oh, guys. I put out a call last week, and we have one. It's a canned conundrum.
Yeah, I can't decide. This can conundrum for you, baby.
Woo! Can conundrum, for those of you not familiar with the game.
I find the song funny, but penises yes, are funny.
Yes.
The female body is something to be admired, yeah. not laughed at. Men should be laughed at. But women,
Did you talk about the celebrity I saw?
I don't know that we want to do that.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Kate saw a nude celebrity this weekend.
At a spa.
Okay. After the show records,
she'll tell
you're going to tell me because that's fucked up.
She'll tell you off air.
Okay.
She also at one point
put my shoes on and tried your slippers.
Walked off with them, yeah. thinking that
they were hers.
Well, thinking that the spa had provided them.
Yeah.
And I had to call out, like,
interesting.
Hey, those were mine.
Yeah.
Can you take them off?
Hermione. Never mind.
Brian.
Okay. For those of you not familiar with this game, it is a Fancy Sauce is put in a predicament where she's forced to choose between ogling the breasts of two celebrities. She has to make a choice. She has a canned conundrum. After a few busy months, Fancy decides that it's time to escape the rat race and head to the mountains for some skiing. Exhausted after a long day of bong rips on the chairlift and carves down the slope, she decides a trip to the sauna is in order. This happened to her.
This is actually what I do.
A bit lightheaded, she slips into the secluded steam room to close her eyes, relax, and sweat out the toxins. She is abruptly awoken by two women's voices who seem unaware of Fancy's presence, brazenly talking gently to each other. Sans towels. She can clearly hear the personal, private conversation the women are having, describing Pete Davidson's schlong to the detail that would make Ed Daly blush. Unbeknownst of her presence, she realizes Ariana Grande and Kate Beckinsale sit fully exposed in front of her, behind nothing but a billow of steam. Fancy lets out an audible gasp, alarming the brunette beauties, before either can hastily wrap themselves up. Fancy will be awarded a brief moment to catch an eyeful of just one of these women. Who does she pick?
Okay, Beckinsale, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
I'm not interested in Ariana and her little girl body so much. She does sound like that.
And she seems very young. I know she's of age. I think she's like 26. But she seems
that old.
Yeah, I'd say she's like 25, 26. Ed Daly, you would also
I would
in
but
the same
I,
conundrum.
I never watched Grande in the Disney Channel show. So
Sam and Cat.
She looks young, but
she's cute.
I look at her as an attractive woman. I'm not.
She's cute. Yeah, she's very cute.
But definitely what's her name?
Kate Beckinsale. That's a woman.
The stink of Pete Davidson really hurts.
Yeah. Well, the stinks on both of them, unfortunately. Okay. Excellent. Thank you for that, Pete Schlitzky. Kate McManus, you come on here. You are the pop culture correspondent of the show.
That's right. I do come on
here. You give us a little heads up on what is happening in the world of pop culture.
Where is Takashi lately?
He's in Rikers.
Rikers is no joke.
No.
I wonder if he's getting his ass kicked.
Because he's protected
Rikers
by the
is scary, but yeah, what I learned scary. From that
he's
Dan Amora
himself with thing the bloods.
Is Clinton Correctional is bleak.
That's the one that's like by the Canadian border, right? It's like way up there.
That's where Tupac went back in the day. Because he talked about it in some of his songs, and I was thinking, man, Tupac up by the Canadian border, that's bleak.
That's where they send you when they really want to put you away.
I'd be a Crip.
But Rikers, that's where they lose. Like, sometimes people will go, they'll be like awaiting trial, and they'll be like, I don't know, we lost them.
Yeah, that's where, if you're poor, that's not where.
Yeah, you're fucked.
You just go there and you get fucked up.
Yeah. Okay. Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? What is happening in fancy pop?
According to Pam Anderson, all the good men out there have been lost to either porn or video games.
Wow. We've got a theme here this week.
In a series of tweets on Monday, the star proclaimed the two vices have led to the downfall of quality relationships.
Yeah.
She said, the worst lovers watch porn, numb, desensitized, needing more and more variety, even violent, she wrote.
Sounds like she's speaking from personal experience.
She also said, porn is not... Yeah, I mean, that Rick Solomon is a piece.
And also, she sexed...
She sounds like one of those people.
Julian Assange.
And Julian Assange. Yeah. She also said, porn is not what love looks like. Brave and radical men who read and who are engaged in the world are sexy. Vegans make the best lovers.
Oh, calm down. Calm down. It's proven.
Sexing a vegan?
You know when you're in a Q&A part of any presentation and somebody makes it way too much about themselves? She's talking about something specific that happened to her. I don't know.
She's also got a book coming out that she co-authored with a rabbi. It's called Shmooly Botox.
Oh, that's right.
Michael Jackson's?
It's called Lust for Love, Rekindling Intimacy and Passion in Your Relationship. She's also dubbed PlayStation... and men that have been lost to PlayStation, empty head disease.
I would agree with that. I'm not a gamer.
I'm not opposed to playing video games.
That's why I married you.
Madden.
But here's the deal. Anybody is a problem if they're not paying attention to the relationship.
That's true.
Whether you're reading or playing video games or whatever, if you're not paying attention to the relationship, then that's why it's failing. Not because of the video games. It's because the relationship isn't working.
Yeah, 100%.
I've never told Michelle, sorry, I'm not talking to you because I'm playing video games.
No.
It's because sometimes you do things that are separate.
I'm present, and I'm in the moment when it's time.
Of course.
To hit the skins, to knock them boots.
You know who wasn't present?
Okay.
Her ex-husband when somebody was drowning in his pool.
Oh, that is so fucked up. That is so fucked up. Also, those kids, that was a long time ago. Those kids are adults now.
Yeah.
I mean, not the one.
Not the one that he let die.
No, I don't think it was up to him specifically. Mm. It was a tragic accident, Ed. Please. Yeah. Okay. Kate. What else is going on in the world of pop culture?
I had no idea Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson were expecting another baby until I saw that Instagram picture she posted of her.
He was briefly a tight end for the 49ers. Oh, I think he might have gone to Harvard.
Is he the weed guy? There's some tight end that's like a big...
No, I don't think so. This guy's a white guy.
She posted a picture. He hit the white lottery.
Guess what? It was a white guy who was the weed guy.
Fat, swollen ankle.
Oh,
did you see that?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Wait a second. I just googled something. Unfortunate. What?
Eric Johnson?
No.
Jessica's ankle.
Yeah, her ankle. Her disgusting foot.
The ankle matches the rest of the picture that I'm looking.
Yeah. Well, she's pregnant.
Yeah, but
she's with child.
It looks like she actually looks like a blow up doll that's been blown up too much.
Some people do not carry pregnancies.
Thing about Jessica Simpson is she'll yo yo, but the other thing is she is so fucking rich.
She's got to be. Is she up close to a billion?
She's got a lot of money. She's very wealthy. She's
dropping hints from the baby girl's name.
Fashion line.
Did she last long enough? Like Britney Spears has the residency.
She made it all after.
Vegas,
she made it all with her clothing and
she's
fashion
got a,
line.
She's got a shoe brand and a fashion
huge,
line.
Ed.
It's a very, very big company.
Yeah.
So she's got what she's gonna is she gonna name the kid Paris?
Looks like she's gonna name her Birdie.
Birdie. I feel like that's become a popular name.
Busy Phillips has a daughter called Birdie.
Right. And there's others. I know of others. Well, good for her. I hope she gets that foot dealt with, drained or something. Does she have gout?
She looks like she has gout.
Yeah. She's very puffy. But you retain a lot of things when you're pregnant. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
What else, Kate?
Steve Guttenberg.
Oh,
the Goon.
Speaking of big
Police
dicks.
Academy.
Mahoney.
Among many other
Yeah, he was big in the 80s.
He married a journalist.
Yeah, he's
Emily Smith.
One of the biggest cocks in Hollywood.
This past weekend?
She's much younger. He's in his 60s.
I don't know how old she is.
I would say she's... I saw a picture.
He is 60.
I saw a picture. I would put her like in the 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, early 40s, late 30s.
Hard to say from this picture. She could be in her 30s or 40s.
Good for her.
Let's talk about the Fyre Festival.
Do you think she's going to be pleased throughout her marriage? Do you think?
Yeah. Isn't that the rumor?
Do you think the Goot's got enough to feed the needy?
I think he's ensuring.
Yeah, I should have been more receptive to his.
Right. You used to have an office right next to him. But you didn't know. You didn't know he was dicked up from the neck up.
He also seemed lassoing way too old for me.
Yeah, he is way too old for you. I figure he would have that he would wear like harem pants or something to let everyone know, hey, I need a lot of room in here.
Does he do wristwatch? Like, hey, anybody know what time it is? And then look down.
I love that joke. Yeah. I love their old wristwatch. Hey, you know what? Anybody have the time?
Yeah, her age isn't posted anywhere.
Yeah, they'll hide that. This has been a dick-centric episode. Kate, what's going on with the Fyre Fest?
So there's two dueling documentaries, one on Hulu and one on Netflix.
I watched the Hulu one, which is apparently less good. Now do I have to watch another one?
Well, I think we need to finish the whole one and watch the other one.
Let's just start over with it. I got enough out of that first one.
I'm kind of like, well, we're almost done.
I mean, he's a grifter.
Ja Rule.
He's from New Jersey.
He's copping a lot of
heat. Birthplace of Ed Daly, yeah. And he partnered with Ja Rule. Ed, do you know about this, the Fyre?
Well, I was told to watch the Netflix one.
Yeah.
I was told it's much better. Well,
I'll tell you what's good about the Hulu one is that they have the guy.
Yeah,
Billy McFarlane. Mm-hmm. They interview him and throughout the documentary. They don't have him.
He's essentially a club promoter kind of guy, right?
He's an opportunist.
He's a grifter.
He's always like trying to come up with the next thing.
He's like a, quote, tech entrepreneur.
He built a company. Like, his first company was, he was like, going to take your debit card.
He had something before then.
You're going to give him your debit card, and he's going to give you
back your debit card, but
it's going to be made out of metal. And you're going to pay a premium
to
have a metal debit card because that'll look real cool.
And then it'll fuck you up at metal detectors, whereas you could just bring your wallet through every other metal detector.
But also, he had
Magnesis, it was called.
Yeah, he also had a townhouse in Jersey, probably in Hoboken, or
it
might have been Manhattan.
Well, it wasn't just that it was metal. It was like a black card.
Billy
McFarlane. It had like concierge services attached
to
it. Yeah,
but it didn't really. He just said it did.
Right.
It didn't really have those things.
It had a townhouse, like a clubhouse in New York that you could go and hang out with other members.
Right.
And kind of network.
Yeah. And then he buddied up with Ja Rule. He like wanted to have famous friends and like model girlfriends and stuff. And it was working out for him. But it was basically he was taking the money he'd get from one idea and putting it
to
pay back the people from the idea before. Yeah.
Right.
He's a Ponzi schemer.
So he's in prison. But anyway, it's good because you get to hear from him and see what he's all about. So anyway.
Yeah.
Ja Rule's copping a lot of heat. So he's been taking to Twitter trying to defend himself.
That's a good way to defend yourself.
Shouting out, calling out that Hulu paid Billy
$250,000. Yeah, they did.
To appear in their documentary.
Him. And he wore those boots. He had some like Balenciaga boots on that looked so bad.
But Ja Rule is saying that he was hustled, scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray as well.
So I watched the documentary. Source. Right. I watched the documentary and it appeared that Ja Rule's role in the organization was to give toasts over shots where he'd be like, here's to getting on her. Here's to staying on her. Now we do a shot. And like everyone does a shot. And that was like his.
I sound like I smoke 20 packs a day.
Also, Ja Rule, he's like 5'5". He's so little.
The best
He's extremely
part
tiny.
About the Hulu documentary is that guy who started that Fyre fraud Twitter account. I think he's a journalist. He says I mean, you get Ja Rule attached and immediately, like, you're legit. And I'm like, what? Yeah,
I know. Was it 2002?
Like, you're immediately, like, you're not legit.
No.
That's the opposite of what you want.
He did that song with, he did that song with J-Lo, I'm Real. And that was it. You never heard from him after that.
Pretty tight. Anyway.
Well, I'm staunchly opposed to watching a second Firefest.
If you guys watch either one, like, let us know what you think.
Okay.
I was talking to our listeners.
Right.
Same with you guys.
I'm going to listen. Right. I'm going to watch the Netflix one.
Yeah, watch the Netflix one.
Did anyone watch SNL, Ed?
I didn't watch this week. I watched it in general.
So yeah. Pete Davidson appeared on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
And he had John Mulaney come out.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
He was
so
pretty funny.
Davidson started off the segment saying, I've had a really crazy month and I want to talk about something that matters to me. And Jost replies, mental health. And then he's like, no. And then he introduces Mulaney, who noted that he's been spending time with Pete to show, to quote, show him that you can have a life in comedy that is not insane, a sober domestic life. To which Davidson replied, after observing John's life, I publicly threatened suicide. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't make that joke. It was pretty funny at the time. So anyway,
he still doesn't seem okay.
He never seems okay. Yeah,
but that's just his general demeanor.
I think he just lives on
that.
He's
pretty funny.
The fine line.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Like I find him amusing. So yeah. I hope everything's okay with
him. But they must be touring together because a buddy asked me if I wanted to go see them.
Oh, really?
Oh, shut up.
But so they're it involved driving, so I passed.
Yeah. John Mulaney, I find John Mulaney funny, but I find his delivery annoying.
Well, yeah, what I said was I find them both amusing in their own way, but yeah, not enough to drive.
To drive. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
What else?
Speaking of driving.
Yeah.
So Prince Philip is 97 years old.
That's pretty fucking old.
That's 3 years away from 100.
Yeah.
And he is still driving a car on his own.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual age should be, but we need to come up with an age where it cannot, there cannot be a driver at this point.
But if you're
80 is good.
If your name starts with Prince,
85,
you get driven. People drive you. Prince Charles doesn't drive himself.
It's crazy. So he was involved in a pretty serious crash.
And
he injured, you know, a mom.
Yeah.
Who was driving with her child.
Yeah.
Not a serious injury, but it could have been.
Sure.
His car, Prince Philip's car, was flipped on its side. He had to be helped out of
his range.
So he then drove again a different car.
Oh, he's up and driving again.
Another Land Rover.
Yeah.
Without a seatbelt. And he was photographed without a seatbelt. So the British
Yeah.
Some suitable words of advice have been given.
Yeah,
to
except he's in charge of the country.
But he's like married to the queen. I thought the king was married to the queen. Why is he a prince? What is that?
Right, because he doesn't get to be king because he's not in the line of succession. He's married into the royal family.
Yeah, you
so that doesn't make you the king.
Right. The palace said that Philip and the queen had contacted the other people in the crash. But Emma Fairweather, who broke her wrist in the collision, she hadn't heard a beep from the palace. She said, haven't had any contact from the royal household. Maybe he should prioritize that over test driving his new car.
Yeah, maybe come over.
She said it would mean the world to me if Philip offered an apology.
Or a couple of the crown jewels.
Yeah.
Well, that's a euphemism.
I'm guessing she's pretty wishy-washy about things. Emma Fairweather.
Emma Fairweather. Nice. Anything else, Kate?
Yeah, this is I've saved the best for last.
Yeah.
Chris Hansen of To Catch a Predator.
Oh yeah.
He loves catching people.
Yeah. Also, Catch a Predator was more often than not to entrap a predator, by the way.
Yeah, they really dangled some alluring carrots for these guys.
Not a lot of convictions in the To Catch a Predator world. It was mostly a made-for-TV thing.
For sure. The former host of To Catch a Predator has been busted for bouncing checks.
Have a seat, Chris.
Cops say he failed to pay a local vendor nearly $13,000 for stuff he purchased. in 2017. And then you gave the guy the runaround with a couple of bounce checks.
Yeah.
So he bought 355 mugs, 288 t-shirts.
Mugs?
And 650 vinyl decals.
Vinyl decals?
From a mom and pop shop in town for marketing events he planned to attend.
Marketing? What's he marketing? See, the thing is...
Hey, who wants to buy a To Catch a Predator t-shirt?
Like, To Catch a Predator was a Dateline thing. So that's NBC's IP.
How does he not have money?
Well, he doesn't own that.
Right.
Hey,
he was just the host.
Predator pajamas for your kids.
Yeah.
So he bounced a check, then he bounced a second check, then he begged for more time.
Yeah.
The owner of the store said Chris sent email saying he was selling his boat to come up with the cash, but never a good check never came and a warrant was issued for his arrest.
I want more details. I want to know what was on those mugs.
I do too.
Just said the word nubile. Like what?
This is like when Michael Cohen paid that guy to juice the polls for Trump, and then the guy's like, "Hey, you owe me $50,000," and he showed up, and Michael Cohen's like,
"Hey, what about this boxing
here's
glove?
Here's $12,000, but also here's a boxing glove.
Yeah, here's some free shit.
Yeah, here's a thing that's might be worth money. I don't know here, but you can have that instead and be thankful."
It was like one time my buddy owed me $30, and he gave me Eddie Murray's rookie card. And yeah, it's great,
worth 30 cents.
But I can't go to the world of card dealers.
No,
do they
even have those?
To Catch a Predator universe.
Yeah, card shows. Ooh. Oh my god.
Yeah,
horrible. Is that it, Kate?
That's it.
All right, excellent job all the way around. I want to thank special guest this week, Claire Wyckoff.
Oh yeah,
the original Dick Runner.
I can't wait to listen to that.
Who we
I might actually listen.
We learned
week.
That we actually
Don't
share friends in common.
You can't keep.
She's out there. She's out there entertaining people with her dick runs. Follow her at OG Claire. I've already forgotten what it is, but I have it right here on my phone. Look. OG. Nope. Here. OG Dick Run Claire.
Yeah.
On Instagram. And she's also at Claire Wyckoff on Twitter. She was a fantastic guest. And what she's doing is so inspiring and hilarious. And fuck that other Claire. I'm going to send an email to the Vice writer now.
Yeah. Poster run, Claire. Claire, run.
Yeah, run, Claire. Run those dicks. I also want to thank Ed Daly. Ed, fantastic job.
Great job, us. Sounded really good looking this week.
Thank you for coming on the show. That's it. For Ed Daly, for Kate McManus, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 252. Of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
TBLS, hell yes, the Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daly and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS.